The Blue Echoes are our guest performers here today on WKAR's Current State. It's Live Music Friday. This is a track called Oh Misery. Blue Echoes, live in Studio S here on WKAR's Live Music Friday, here on Current State. We welcome these guys to the band. Been together 60 years. That's amazing. We're talking mostly original members, too, right, Roger?
Well, Larry and I have been together 59 and a half years. This is coming on our 60th year.
Okay.
And Craig, my son, is on the drums. He joined us probably 25 years ago. And Larry Vance is the newest member of the band, and he's been with us about 3 years.
It's believed you are Lansing's first rock band. You cut your first record in 56, is that right? No,
first record was cut in 1959.
It was 59. Released in January of 59.
Okay, right. Okay. Yeah. And were you aware of other bands in the area doing this kind of thing at the time, or did you feel at the time that you were doing something different and new?
We were different. There was bands forming and playing, and they competed against us in a couple contests, but nobody cut any records.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cut any. We were the first to break that ground, and we were probably one of the first garage bands, you might call, that ever come up. Because the garage bands never came till after the Beatle area. But Larry formed a band at Resurrection High School just to play at parties and stuff, and they called themselves the Echoes.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of those members are long gone and passed away, but we've kept the tradition of the Blue Echoes alive.
Where did you cut that first record?
Don Lee Studios.
Oh, what studios?
Don Lee's.
Don Lee Studios.
Yeah, well, okay. Bloomquist.
Okay.
You know.
Don had a record out called Echo, Echo, Echo. And that's where he kind of experimented with a little bit with the echo on our records, because we were called the Echoes.
You can still hear that in the sound today, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I understand that legendary WILS DJ Eric Oferseth started playing your records on WILS back in 59. Did that turn a corner for you? That must have expanded your footprint a little bit, at least, getting your stuff on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he helped us a lot, and he got us booked into dances even on Michigan State and proms and stuff like that. And
yeah.
We just kept going from there. And then other disc jockeys were calling us, wanting us to do their record hops. So we traveled all over.
We got the television stations, WILX, Channel 10. We did the Flint station, Channel 12. We did their rockabilly type stuff.
Yeah, it was Teen Canteen.
Teen Canteen was called.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe your biggest gig here, according to a recent Lansing State Journal story, was in Detroit with Bobby Darin and the Ink Spots. Tell us about that.
Neil Sedaka was there.
Johnny and the Hurricanes. Roger Smith from 77 Sunset Strip.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him.
I sure do.
Mitch Miller and his band. That was one of
Holy
the
Holy cow. Men. Everybody was on that bill.
Neil Sedaka, Bobby Rydell. There was just the Echoes, a group that why we had to change our name, was on that show. They came out with a record in 59, and our labels were already printed.
Wasn't Carl Dobkins Jr.?
Yeah, Carl Dobkins Jr. was on that show. It was a great show. Bobby Darin was a big, you know, he's big at that time.
Where was the performance?
State Fair. State Fair Coliseum.
Okay. And 12,000 people saw you that night?
It probably at least. Okay. It was packed to the gills, I know that. I almost lost my pants.
That sounds like a story.
Standing on the stage, they were grabbing his pant legs.
Yeah, they were grabbing.
That's what he means.
On the stage, the girls were pulling on. And
Move over, Mick Jagger. Yeah.
It was fun.
Did you ever experiment with your sound? Did you ever feel pressure to add a synthesizer, put a drum machine instead of a real drummer? Did you ever think about that?
Well, we have used electronic drums before.
Yeah.
A couple of different times when Ray and Roger were doing a duo.
We just kept the Blue Echoes going back in the early days. We formed a duo because we lost a guitar player and a drummer.
Okay.
And so we still kept the name alive and kept playing. So
it kept the sound basically the same.
Sure, yeah.
Let's hear another song from the Blue Echoes. This track is called You're the One.
You are the one for me. You drive me crazy. You got that golden hair. Yep, you're the one. It's like heaven every day. I love to feel this way. You're like an angel fair. Yep, you're the one. Oh, oh, oh. I feel so good when you hold my hand and kiss me too. Hey, little girl, I really love you. You're the one for me. You are the one for me. You drive me crazy. You got that golden hair. Yup, you're the one. Hey, little girl, I really love you. You're the one for me. You are the one for me. You drive me crazy. You got that golden hair. Yup, you're the one. You're the one, yep, you're the one, yep, you're the one. I mean you, baby.
You're the one, the Blue Echoes here on Current State's Live Music Friday. We're talking with Roger Benham and Larry Palmeter, who originally formed this band about 60 years or so ago. You guys have been inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Where is that?
Nashville, Tennessee.
That must have been fantastic.
Yeah.
How long ago did that happen?
That happened in actual induction. Now, the interview started back in November of 2011, but the actual induction, we got our certificates in the mail and everything, was actually done on April 25th, 2012.
Okay. April 25th. You were obviously rubbing shoulders in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame with some very big acts.
You name them. Elvis Presley. Yeah. Jeannie Vincent. All the rockabilly type stars.
Yeah.
If you know what that type of.
Sure.
Yeah, that was fun.
Tell us about being inducted into the Michigan. There's a Michigan Rock and Roll Legends Hall of Fame as well. Where is that?
Well, actually, I think it's located up in the Thumb area right there by Saginaw Bay City area. The gentleman that was doing rock and roll trivia up there, Gary Johnson, was amazed that he tried to get the city of Bay City to house the Hall of Fame there. And they kind of backed off, so he formed it himself. And he's Aretha Franklin, Bob Seger, Diana Ross, the Blue Echoes. Hey, there's 91 people in there. 91
in the Michigan Rock and Roll Legends Hall of Fame. Yeah. Lansing's first ever rock group is here for Live Music Friday. The Blue Echoes made their first record 60 years ago. Larry Vance, Roger Benham, Craig Benham, and Larry Palmeter. All the songs we've heard today are originals.
Originals.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it always that way, or did you start out? You must have done some covers in your time.
Well, not right away. We started out doing mostly our own tunes.
Really?
But
really?
As time went on, yeah, we started picking up other pop classic songs.
Yeah, the disc jockeys were kind of getting after us a little bit. Hey, you guys got to do some pop stuff on the radio. Because we were doing all of our own stuff. Man, we had a whole dance night. We'd do a whole prom or something with all of our own stuff.
How about that?
Yeah.
Who writes the songs then? It's Mr. Palmeter on the keyboards?
Yes. He primarily, yeah.
How about that? Do people who see you these days want to hear the original material, or do they want to hear songs that they might recognize a little bit better?
Oh, I think they want to hear them. When the voting went out for the Michigan Rock and Roll Legends, we got quite a fan base, and we just had a big induction at Reno's North. In September, and there was over 650 people showed up for that. So, yeah, we got quite a fan base, and they love our old songs.
What do you make of the changes in music over the years?
I marvel at the way the lyrics just seem to be the same sentence over and over and over and over and over and so on. You keep waiting for it to change, and it doesn't. A lot of them.
Larry is a lyricist.
That almost makes me like rap.
And he's a great poet type of writer. And we get ideas. And I know we was coming back from Elma Elks. We played up there one night, and the gal was saying, why don't you, she had her husband there, and she was trying to get him to leave. And she said, "The bus is leaving. The bus is leaving." And so she started to walk out, and Larry and I got in the car and said, "Hey, there's a song there. The bus is leaving."
Yeah.
So all the way back from there, we just jotted down a bunch of notes, and Larry put the jingle together, and we came up with a song called "The Bus is Leaving." And that's how that song. But that's the way the songs originate, is just from an idea.
What music was in the air? What groups or records were in the air that really got to you back in the 50s that led to starting your own band?
I'd have to say Buddy Holly was an influence.
Oh, yeah.
But before that, Fats Domino, Little Richard. Of course, the country rockabilly artists.
Rock like Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets.
Okay.
Them type of guys kicked it off. That just inspired me. That changed the whole way you played music.
Was the band ever a full-time paying gig for you, or have you always been a side thing, or what?
We did full-time for a while, some of it. We went to Florida, played the Florida on the tour, I think primarily it was part-time. We've always, we have families, we raised our families, and we did this as a sideline on the weekends and always enjoyed it, No, it's been great.
How can people get your music? I know I listened to tracks on a couple of CDs here, so it's available. How do they connect with it?
They can contact me. Give you just my email address is rlbenham41@gmail.com, and you can get that and just send me an email, and we'll get you some CDs in the mail. They're very reasonable. We have two CDs called the Blue Echoes Greatest Hits, which is a combo of all of our tunes that we recorded live and put on record. And then we also have one called Stop, Look, Go, which is just a lot of original songs that you're hearing today, some of them.
Any upcoming gigs to tell us about?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Eagles out by the airport on the day
Friday.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, next Friday.
Friday, yeah.
The Blue Echoes are going to take us out with Cool Guitar on Current State.
Hey, man. That's cool.
Cool guitar, ooh, wah, cool guitar. Well, it's cool guitar. I mean to tell you, buddy, well, it's rock and roll in a special way. It's cool guitar. I don't mean maybe. I love to hear you playing that cool guitar. I play something sweet. Play with the beat. Play something hot. Hey, and give it all you got. Well, that's cool guitar. I mean to tell you, buddy, well, it's rock and roll in a special way. It's cool guitar. Don't mean maybe. I love to hear you playing that cool guitar. Rock and roll. So don't be a fool. Just play something cool. Well, it's cool guitar. I mean to tell you, buddy, well, it's rock and roll in a special way. It's cool guitar. Don't mean maybe. I love to hear you playing that cool guitar. All right.